Hey, Saints, we'd like to take a little time, like we've been sharing on the Lord's Day table, corporate, and then prayer meeting about what? What have we been talking about?
Vital groups.
Vital groups, yeah. You got it. So it's probably been 3 or 4 months now, and it's kind of been sprinkled in. So tonight we were thinking, as we're kind of closing out a semester, some of the students will be in town, but some will be out of town, and then some of the homes may not continue in the summer. We'll figure that out more as we get into it, but it might be a good chance, a good time to kind of pause a little bit and hear a little from some of you based on the fellowship we've been having, maybe some family fellowship about what's going on in the homes, if you feel like there's some progress or some learning. We're just practicing and trying to improve. And we know from our sharing and from the Word that the grouping is really critical in the Christian life.
Amen.
I was just in a conference in Mississippi and a lot of sharing on in Acts, which was subject of the Itero last weekend, and see the groups and how the Lord moves through groups, you know, small groups, home groups, Bible groups that are in one accord and they're praying together, they're fellowshipping, and the Lord moves through these people. It's quite interesting. Maybe someday we can spend more time to trace the Lord's move through these groups. A lot has to do in the homes. You'd be surprised how many times the homes are spoken about. Of course, we know from the beginning of the church in Acts that that was in the homes. Yeah. They had the temple for about 30 years until Titus destroyed it. And then what were they left with?
Yeah.
The homes. So I'd like to share about, I'm going to share maybe 5 more minutes, and then that will allow you to kind of be considering what you'd like to share. We can go to 8:30. So mention a home. We're not sure if they had children or not. There's no indication. Most families back then had children and probably large families, but this is a couple that you'll be familiar with. And their names are Aquila and Priscilla. So I like to just mention a little bit about them and how they were used by the Lord, because they had their home open. And it doesn't need to be, you don't need to be a husband or a wife or a married couple to open your home. I'm just using them as an example for all of us. The patterns in the Bible are for all of us, like Paul having his own rented dwelling at the end of Acts. Well, he was a single brother, not even his own home, but he welcomed all those unhindered. So you just pick up the principles and don't say it doesn't apply to me because I'm not married or I don't own a home or, that's no one gets excused. You're a functioning member of the body, so work it out somehow. But you see the grouping. So just in brief, so this is on the second journey, and he's in Corinth, and that's where he stays for 18 months. And he, at the very beginning, he meets this couple, and Quillo, they were tent makers, so he stayed with them. So he has 18 months in Corinth, and then at the end of that time, he sails away to Ephesus on his way back to Judea, and he takes this couple with him, and he leaves this couple in Ephesus while he sails on. So they stay there in Ephesus, and it's probably a reason why the church in Ephesus had a very good, solid beginning, because this couple was there. So then he comes back on his third journey, and he spends 3 years in Ephesus. And that's when started training, and all of Asia heard the word of the Lord. So it was very effective. His time in Ephesus was critical for the Lord's move. The seven churches that are mentioned in Revelation probably were all raised up in that period of time and with this couple. So then he writes to the Corinthians. From Ephesus, he writes back to the Corinthians, and he says this about them. He says, do y'all know this verse? It's at the very end. It says, and the churches of Asia greet you. These are the churches in Asia where he's staying there, writing to the Corinthians, which he'd already raised up on the second journey, greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you much in the Lord with the church which is in their house.
Wow.
So the church in Ephesus met in the home of this couple that had spent time with Paul. And actually, before Paul came back to Ephesus, they were solid in the truth, and they pulled Apollos aside and straightened him out as to the truth in the gospel.
Right,
so they were constituted. They were open home, the church meeting in their house. And then Paul travels on from Corinth eventually. He travels from Ephesus to Corinth, and then he writes to the book, he writes Romans, where this couple had migrated. You know, there's a burden for Europe, and they're up now in Rome. And near the end of that book, he also mentions them, and he says this about them. Y'all know these verses in chapter 16. He says, greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, catches who risked their own necks for my life. Think about that. To whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. So this couple was well known. They risked their neck. They co-worked with Paul. They risked their necks for this man's ministry. And all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks for them. So obviously, quite a reputation of a couple. And then it says, and greet the church which is in their house. So now they're in Rome, and guess where the church meets in Rome? In his family's house. So what a vital group using their home, even the whole church. And then finally, there's one more reference, and this is in Paul's last epistle in Timothy. And he's about to be martyred, and he's ending the fourth chapter. We're not sure how much longer he lived. So as he's writing his final words, he's concluding, and the first of the conclusion is greet Prisca and Aquila.
Wow.
So throughout his ministry to the very end, he had these in his heart because of their service to him, to the churches. And so that's a lot to do with their home. So now you have some time to consider. So how about we have a few reports, and if you would share something that would encourage us, or just let us know where you are, it'd be great.
Is
that seat open?
Amen.
You don't have to meet that standard. Nobody's at that standard.
Amen.
You know, we were getting into the ministry and we were just doing our thing. And then we thought we were going to have to pause it for a little while. So we were just like, okay, we're going to meet. And then we realized, well, wait a minute, we can still pray, you know?
Amen.
So we started just coming together and only prayed. That's all we did.
Very good.
And I just feel like, and then the pause ended pretty quick and we're back, but I feel like it's back in another way, you know? It's kind of out of resurrection.
Amen.
And I was just so glad that that happened, you know, that we had this time to stop everything, stop our ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Just stop and pray.
Yes.
And, you know, we're probably going to have a new one over next week, you know? And it was just like, you know, when we get out of our way,
yeah,
and we just become something organic,
amen,
the Lord can really do something.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, just, you know, indulge in a moment. You know, we've been having home meetings for a long, long, over 40 years, okay? And recently I was ready to throw in the towel, or throw in the pots and pans, actually.
Yeah.
I was just sick of cooking, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, I can't make any more decisions. I can't come up with any more menus. I'm just so tired of this, you know, just the whole weight of it all. You know, so I was just kind of like, Lord, come on, help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what to do.
Amen.
And, you know, I've always kind of thought, oh, well, the students, they're not going to bear that much responsibility. They're coming from campus. They're wiped out, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I just try to pick up the slack all the time. But I was running out of slack. You know, I just couldn't pick it up anymore. Anyway.
Wow, awesome.
So anyway, we had half of a couple, you know, already in our home meeting. And the other half of the couple was in another home meeting. And I was like, you know, I don't like that, you know. And so I called the brother in the other homie and I said, okay, I'm just going to tell you, I want the other half. I want him. Will you release him to me? And he said, you may have him. And I said, thank you. You know, so the other half came. So then we had a whole couple. That's awesome. We haven't had a whole couple in a whole. Every time we get one, they start having babies and
yeah,
then they, you know, go to their own houses.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine and great, you know, but it just leaves me without a couple. So we got this couple. And then another older couple that used to have a huge home meeting ended up without a home meeting anymore. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And he comes up to me after a meeting on Lord's Day one time about 5 or 6 weeks ago and says, hey, Linda, is your meeting medium or large? And I said, we're a real good medium here, bro. And then it was like silence. And I look at him and go, what are you asking me if you can join my meeting? And he goes, yeah. And I said, sounds good. I'll ask Steve. You know, and so he thought it was good too. So, oh my gosh, I have two couples.
Wow.
You know, and they both like to cook. And that might sound like a not a very spiritual thing. I mean, I could say a lot of spiritual stuff too.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, just how long have you got? But
yeah,
that this part for on the sister side is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
to feel some support.
Amen.
You know, and it's just, and then so that happened. And then through some fellowship, I realized we need more fellowship. So I just said, every Thursday at this time, we're going to be at this place. As many of you as can come, please come. And we have, saints, I mean, it's really changed my life. I'm sad it took 40 years, but you know. Anyway, it's just been really good.
Amen.
Praying and fellowship. And it's
yes,
amazing how many little, you think you don't know anything and they don't know anything and nobody knows anything. But when you put your little 2 cents worth together, you start seeing something, and the Lord starts showing you something. And then you can pray about that. And this kind of thing has happened week after week. It's awesome. And then another new thing that we added was we out of fellowship, we were worried about a certain person and afraid they were going to leave the group. And what can we do? Because they would eat and leave. They wouldn't stay for the meeting. And so through some coordination and prayer, we decided, why don't we just have testimonies right after dinner, and one song, and have a testimony from somebody. Each one by one, we'll just go around. And y'all's testimonies are so awesome.
Amen.
You get to know the person. We only had three so far, but everyone that has shared one, you just come away with, I didn't know that. Or that makes you more burdened to pray for them. So
Amen.
I just feel like the Lord is going on in these vital matters.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Bit beyond my experience. Everything I'm about to describe happened in the last 24 hours. So prior to the last 24 hours, I was traveling, and admittedly, I cut myself. What do we say to students sometimes? Don't take a break from the Lord. Like when you go on spring break, I did that. I took a break from the Lord for X amount of time. So yesterday, I got a time with some saints, and I realized to myself, what is it? One of the three legs in the vital group, the nature
purpose,
is
nature, condition.
Yes, the purpose is increase.
Yes.
The condition is love, and the nature is spiritual. I noticed that I was just really out of it with this group of saints, and a part of me, I had this feeling, my relationship with them is spiritual, which could be a good thing, but inwardly I was just getting the registration, I have not been vital. I've just failed to be living for this X period of time. And I think that produced in me, I remember I listened, maybe one of the things that I did to redeem my time was maybe a week or two ago during the corporate table meeting, and one of the brothers shared about how, first, it really starts with us. We need to be desperate before the Lord to get vital.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember last night, I was just like pouting before the Lord. I was like, Lord, I need to get vital again.
Yeah.
And then someone had shared when I got a time with these saints, they said, we know that we need to get into the touch with the Lord.
Amen.
But sometimes we just know about it. But our experience, we really need to come into the experience. So sometimes even we need to exercise to speak the truth,
Amen.
To just bring ourselves into
Amen.
Vitality, to bring
right.
ourselves into the Spirit.
Right. Amen.
So to just speak beyond my experience, saints, we really need like all these things that we've been hearing from the brothers about, being desperate, being vital. It's not just something where like, now that we're in a group and then it just happens once and we're like, oh, we can like check the box. But rather, this is like it's an organic, it's a living matter.
Amen.
So the Lord may even touch us again and again
Amen.
To really come before Him and to, you could say, you just start the whole thing again. It starts with one person, and then we become vital, and then the Lord joins us with someone else, even we're already grouped with them. And then the Lord just brings us to another level of desperation and wanting to, like, I was telling the Lord, I want the real thing.
Amen.
All these things
Amen.
In my head, I was just, like, checking them off, and I was saying, Lord, I know about this, but I don't want to know about it. I want
Amen.
To experience you
Amen.
As this
Amen.
Rock.
Amen.
So may we all have such a living transaction and turn with the Lord
Amen.
Again and again as He's bringing us into these groups.
Amen.
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 I'll share a little something. I was listening to this message the other day, and in it they were talking about John chapter 14, which is, a lot of people will tell you, one of the most misinterpreted chapters in the New Testament, because there's this Greek word that a lot of older translations will translate as mansions, which is a misinterpretation, because that same word is often then translated as abodes a few verses later. So anyway, the point in all this being, the more probably more accurate way to translate that is abodes. It's John 14:2. In my Father's house are many abodes, and that Greek word that comes from is a word that means a place you feel at home, right? So okay, Lord, forgive me if I'm making a little bit of a Greek jump here, because I don't know what the actual root word is here that I'm about to talk to. But then in the next chapter, John 15, which is at the Last Supper. Jesus tells the disciples, he who abides in me and I in you, he will bear much fruit.
Amen.
So characteristic of where you're abiding, which is, you know, the verb form of the word abode, is that you're bearing fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that a tree is actually living. It's connected to the trunk, connected to the vine. It should be, you know, the sign that it's healthy,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you're in, you're properly living in a place that you feel at home, the result, if there's life and growth, should be that you're bearing fruit.
Amen.
And I'll just say out of my experience, the most enjoyable experiences I've had surrounding home meetings have been that it's a very accessible way to invite people in and give them a testimony
Amen.
Of Christ. Anyway, some of you guys know this, but I'm here standing talking to you guys right now because about 6 years ago, somebody asked if my Monday night was free and if I could come to a home meeting.
Yeah.
And that was a turn in my Christian life, and I probably wouldn't be here now if
Amen.
Not for that.
Amen.
And since then, I've had the blessing and opportunity just on many occasions to invite various people to home meetings. And I think, you know, all of our desire is that they would really, you know, stick around and join, so to speak. And, you know, sometimes that happens. Usually it doesn't. But I think, like, regardless or not, it's a valuable thing
yeah.
just to invite someone and just to receive
yeah.
someone, give them some testimony of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is really my strong feeling on home meetings. I'm in Joseph and Rachel Hernandez's on Friday night, and what I really appreciate about that home meeting is that it's been a really great place for everyone to invite their friends. I mean,
Amen.
Even, you know, Amen. Joseph has invited some of his work friends, and I've invited old high school friends. And I really feel that that's what keeps the meeting living, is when we can just have growth and just by bringing people. It's hard to bring someone to a big meeting, right? It's not always the most accessible environment.
Right.
Just to come into a home can be something special.
That's right.
So anyway, I think, you know, I'm in a kind of a, you know, a particular work situation now where I'm, a lot of my immediate coworkers are 23, 24, 25 year olds. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'd love to share something with these people. I don't really know the best way to do that. And I've just realized, like, I have an opportunity here. It's not hard to invite someone and say, hey, you know, I usually have dinner with some friends on Friday night. We do a Bible study. You're welcome to come. You don't have to stay for the Bible study if you want. But one of them already said he'd like to come. So it's not hard to invite people.
Amen.
So anyway, I just to summarize all this, I really have this. Have had this experience and this desire that this would be like the characteristic of our home meetings.
Amen.
That it would be a really easy place to
yes.
invite people, and
Amen.
That's where real growth could happen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Amen.
Or can we abide in the vine?
Amen.
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 I really kept on looking over at Linda because I wanted her to say something, but then ever since then, the Lord has been bothering me. We read something on Tuesday with the students for the discipleship workshop, and it was about home. It was actually about the homes. And one of the points I really appreciated was that it talked about how we compared it to the barley loaf in the book of Judges, where it's like a bunch of grains being ground together and broken, and then the oil comes in and it's blended and it's made into a loaf of bread. And that's what the home meetings are for.
Mm-hmm.
And this semester, I'm in 3 home meetings, and all of them feel like, to some extent, there's a little bit of dealing from the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm learning how to coordinate, and it's like some of the home meetings, I feel like, oh, I don't know too many of the students, so I'm like, am I even taking care of people, Lord? Like, did I just come here to eat and play the guitar and say amen? And then in other home meetings, it's like I just feel like the Lord is just doing other things inwardly, just breaking my natural man, and you know, sometimes, like, you know, I won't, like, well, you know, sometimes no one who's in Congress will be there, so I'll have to ask someone for a ride home, and my natural man is so independent that asking people for rides is actually really hard for me. I get really embarrassed about it, but even just something like that is like the Lord coming in, like, to break the natural preference in my
Amen.
Being.
Amen.
And I realized that the Lord was like, I'm just like, oh Lord, what's my function? Why am I here? I want to know what's the reality of the meeting. Some like high spiritual answer, the Lord is like, I'm trying to break you. Like, I'm trying to break you so that I can add in the oil so that the other members can be blended in.
Amen.
And so yeah, and praise the Lord for the homes.
Okay, I've been going to this Monday night meeting for since January of last year. So, I didn't previously go because I thought, let me just have my Mondays to myself and all that. And sometimes I get the feeling, I've been going, but sometimes I have the feeling like, do I want to do this? Can I just have my, oh, it's just one night, let me, and all that. But then the Lord reminds me, there's a reason for that, and my function is, extra function is I give a student a ride to the meetings and back. It's a student who lives on West Campus, and yeah, I live on West Campus, so it's close. The Lord put me there, and that's, and he really appreciates me giving him rides. So sometimes I have to make sacrifices, like things I want to do. Oh, I want to catch this game, Monday night game, or that national championship game, which was 2 Mondays ago. I caught the last 15 seconds of it after I got home, in which Houston pulled it off, or Florida pulled it off, beating.
Hey, brother, the homes win.
But the homes win. That's my summary at the end. But I do still keep up with other things, swimming and running and all that. But that's for another day.
Amen.
Okay, it's encouraging. We'll keep fellowshipping and learning, and maybe the Lord will keep opening opportunities to jump in. So just one quick announcement. Of course, we need to keep praying for this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All the younger ones are headed out, and it's important to keep that in prayer. And then some of you may be aware that we're on the UT campus. There's been some digital opposition, and we're developing more social media concerning that group, our club there. And there's a chance for some of the saints in the church to participate if you have a phone or a computer and you can follow instructions, which are right here. I'd like to meet with all of, with any of you. We can just meet right over here in this corner, and it doesn't require much time per day, but it's just some clicking on certain websites to help push down negative ones. There's a lot of moving parts to this project. This is just one of them. So if you're interested and participating, we'll just meet for about 5 minutes right over here as soon as we dismiss, which is right now, unless anybody has anything else. Okay, yeah. Oh, what?
Did you want to say anything about the seminar?
Wow, that's a good point.
The seminar, yeah. Okay, so also we've invited Martin Fuller, who was getting off the campus here and got a master's degree. He's coming to speak on Saturday about how the Bible got translated into English, and he's done this before years ago. It's very inspiring. Yeah. So that's at 2:00. There's flyers. We got flyers. I got a flyer. The full-timer sitting next to you probably have flyers or students. But
Saturday 2 p.m. Yeah. on the UT campus, the Welch building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does
someone have a flyer with them?
1.316.
Welch.
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 Could maybe someone send an email out? Could that be appropriate?
To the whole church? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll consider that. But no one has a flyer with them.
I don't.
Students.
Okay, fine. I'm not
gonna. It's got a little QR code on it. Okay, there's one. As soon as we dismiss, I've got one in the room there, and I will bring it and put it right here. You can take a picture of it. It's got all the information on it. And then, Linda, did you want to open up cooking lessons, Linda's Kitchen? You smiled back there. How about you? Korean food. If you don't know how to cook Korean food, go there.
Yes.
Some of these sisters can learn how to take the responsibility.
Over. You can come over and help cook.
Okay. Learn by doing. Learn by doing. So we need some homemaking skills in this age if you're going to have a home. Okay. We're dismissed. Yep.
All right.